Talking solar this hour at Rosie on the House with returning guest Dan King of Harmon Solar, and first time joining us, but a longtime partner through Green Valley Heating and Cooling's been with us since the beginning of our expansion to Green Valley, and they have a solar division, Southwest Solar. Mike Bartoletti joins us in studio today. If you have questions about solar, I don't think we could have a more qualified studio. It's a simple phone call, toll-free, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We'll get you on the broadcast.
Mike, your title is design engineer. Would you mind talking through with our listeners, help them visualize whether or not their home, lot orientation, and power consumption habits are compatible with thinking about solar? What makes solar work?
What makes solar work, Rosie, is we certainly have to go out and look at the home. We normally do that on Google Earth just to get a general idea, of the orientation. But I start with the energy bill, or the salesman starts with the energy bill and a meeting with the homeowner at the home site. Again, orientation is important. And then we'll look at the electric bill to see how much energy they're using.
You're looking at seasonal peaks, or are you looking at total yearly consumption? What in that bill are you analyzing?
We're taking every month, and we're gonna plug that into our software, and that's gonna tell us when they use the most power, when they use the least power. So we'll get an idea of their usage. But let me backtrack a little bit. Before we even do that, we try to educate the homeowner on energy efficiency. If you got these big, heavy floodlights, 100 watt or 60 watt, 65 watt, we try and get them to lower their energy usage at the beginning. Now, once that's done, we'll go ahead and plug our numbers in, and we'll come up with a size system to cover a certain percentage of their energy bill. Now, when you ask a homeowner how much energy do you want to cover with the solar, most of them will say 110%.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's definitely not feasible most of the time. We explain to them that the larger the system, the more expensive it's going to be, and the longer the payback time is going to be.
There's some diminishing returns once you get beyond a certain percentage.
Exactly. So we try to balance that out with all of the factors. And again, orientation is key. You want to have your solar modules facing due south, 180 degrees. And if you have a house where the pitch of the roof is east and west, that's really not an ideal home for solar. So there's a lot of little steps that we go through, and then we come up with a proposal and present it to the homeowner and let them know what they're going to be producing, or give them a good idea of what they're producing.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you a chance to talk with someone who is a self-proclaimed skeptic. Emilio calling from Tucson. Let's get Emilio on the line real quick and introduce him to Mike Bartoletti here from Southwestern Solar down in Green Valley. We also have the solar store operating in Tucson. But Emilio, you're skeptical of what?
Well, we had in Tucson here, several years back, somebody put a solar panels on their house. You know, first time, nobody's seen them. But anyway, they lasted about 3-4 years, and then they're gone. So, and then I'm just wondering if solar is so great when Obama put all that money and everything was almost free and all this and that, and then Solyndra just all of a sudden faded away. And I'm just kind of leery of that situation and why this guy doesn't lease anything other than he's afraid to get caught with all the money that's in those solar panels.
Okay. All right. So Emilio is skeptical about your statement about leasing, but I understood it to be just the opposite. You let them purchase it, let them have it.
That's correct. Yeah, we feel that you get the more bang for your buck if you have the money to spend and buy the system outright. Emilio, I didn't quite understand that. What do you mean it disappeared? like the modules.
Did the units quit working?
They're no longer on the roof there. You mean the cylinder? Yeah, the cylinder that the Obama, was so big on that. Well, he's still on that and solar and air and water stuff, you know.
Well, I don't think we can pin that to one party, because I think both parties had a lot to do with the financing of Solyndra. As aggravating as it was, I don't want to support either party in that.
There is one party. It's called the Washington, D.C.
Yeah,
party.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. All right, Dan, we got a minute here. You want to address some of Emilio's concern? Apparently, the panels were removed. Either they quit working or they got frustrated. There was an investment there. He's talking about installers that show up and disappear.
Well, of course, that happens in any industry, right? Yeah. As you mentioned earlier, when you got incentives. I'd like to just touch quickly on, the comment about the subsidies, that's what he was talking about. There's an awful lot of industries out there, agriculture, other fuel sources that get subsidies too. So it's not just the solar industry. And who knows, maybe that customer didn't make their lease payment on the solar system. Repoed. I don't know.
Maybe that's why the panels disappeared. That's true. All right. We have John calling from Casa Grande and Dave calling. I don't know where he's calling from, but he's calling and he wants to know why people don't put them on structures apart from the house, which I think is a great idea. When I go solar, it's going to be ground mount or stable mounted.
The House Weekly Newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.